Hi, this is Alan Tepper for Pro Video Coalition, Technotour, and CombinedHosting.com. We're gathered here today to make a test recording with the Shure SM11 Dynamic Lavalier Microphone. Nearly all lavalier microphones on the market are condenser or electret condenser. The fact that the SM11 is a dynamic microphone makes it rather unique among lavalier microphones. Dynamic microphones are known to be less sensitive and to have a quicker distance falloff than condenser or electret condenser microphones, and are often, but not always, more robust or less fragile than condenser or electret condenser mics. Regarding sensitivity, the Shure SM11 is even more gain-hungry than Shure's SM7B, since the SM7B has a rated sensitivity of -59 dBV, while the SM11 is even quieter at -64 dBV, which makes it 5 dB quieter than the SM7B, as confirmed by Michael Peterson of Shure. That's why the SM11 will challenge the preamps in the Rodecaster Pro 2 even more than the SM7B would. The Rodecaster Pro 2's input for the SM11 has the phantom power inactive, since directly connected dynamic mics don't need it. For reference with another lavalier microphone, I am recording simultaneously with the Rode SmartLav Plus, which is connected into a separate track in Hindenburg Pro via a different input of the Rodecaster Pro 2. The SmartLav Plus is an electret condenser mic. That's why the input of the Rodecaster Pro 2 used for the SmartLav Plus has phantom power active and is being downconverted from 48 volts to low bias voltage, aka plug-in power, by the VXLR Pro converter, which is also adapting the impedance for the SmartLav Plus. Since the SmartLav Plus terminates in TRRS, there is an adapter from TRRS to TRS to make it work with the VXLR Pro. All processing in the Rodecaster Pro 2 is inactive during these recordings. Up until now, the air conditioner has been off. Now we'll have 11 seconds of silence courtesy of your local library before turning on the air conditioner. Now I'll turn on my very loud air conditioner to see whether the SM11 isolates it more than the SmartLav Plus without using gating or any other low-cut filter on either one. Now the air conditioner is on. Let's see how the two mics compare in general quality and in isolation. Here are another 11 seconds of silence.